Welcome to today's episode, where we explore the intersection of AI and safety in construction sites. Our first story dives into how generative AI could revolutionize safety protocols on construction sites, potentially saving lives while balancing human involvement.
Generative AI is poised to transform construction safety by analyzing site conditions in real time and predicting potential hazards. At the Construction Innovation Day 2025, Philip Lorenzo highlighted how AI could address the industry's safety productivity conflict, emphasizing the need for AI to complement rather than replace human oversight.
That's fascinating. How exactly does generative AI enhance safety without sidelining human workers?
AI systems can monitor construction sites via cameras and sensors, identifying risks such as unstable scaffolding. However, the technology's effectiveness hinges on human oversight to interpret AI-generated data and make informed decisions. This collaboration can reduce the annual fatalities in the industry, which currently exceed 1,000 in the U.S.
This reminds me of how technology often walks a fine line between aiding and replacing jobs. Transitioning now to our next story, IceBlock's app has gone viral overnight, catalyzed by a high-profile critique.
IceBlock, an app for anonymously reporting ice sightings, surged in popularity following criticism from U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi. The app, which allows users to share ice sightings within a five-mile radius, became a top download in the Apple App Store overnight, especially in Los Angeles.
It's intriguing how criticism can sometimes act as a catalyst for success. What does this mean for tech's role in social issues?
Technology like IceBlock empowers communities by providing tools for civic engagement and safety. However, it also raises questions about privacy and the ethical use of such platforms. The app's success underscores tech's potential to influence social dynamics significantly.
Speaking of influence, our next story takes us to Central Eurasia, a region stepping onto the global stage through TechCrunch startup Battlefield.
Central Eurasia is making waves with Road to Battlefield, a competition offering startups from 9 countries a chance to compete in TechCrunch startup Battlefield. This initiative, backed by the Silk Road Innovation Hub, aims to spotlight the region's entrepreneurial potential.
What unique challenges and opportunities do startups from this region face in such global competitions?
Startups in Central Eurasia often grapple with limited access to capital and global networks. However, this competition provides them with a platform to showcase their innovations on a global stage, potentially attracting international investors and collaborators.
It's exciting to see underrepresented regions gaining recognition. Now let's pivot to John McNeil's session at TechCrunch All Stage, where he challenges conventional startup growth strategies.
John McNeil, a seasoned executive, argues that startups should validate both product and go-to-market strategies before scaling. At TechCrunch All Stage, he emphasized the importance of sustainable growth over rapid expansion, advising founders to focus on operational excellence.
Scaling smarter sounds like a game changer. How does this approach differ from traditional startup advice?
Traditional advice often prioritizes product market fit and rapid scaling. McNeil's approach, however, stresses the need for a robust operational foundation to support long-term growth, reducing risks associated with scaling too quickly.
Sustainable growth is indeed crucial. Moving on, Automattic has decided to pause its Tumblr to WordPress migration. Let's unpack that decision.
Automattic CEO Matt Mullenweg announced the pause on migrating Tumblr to WordPress, citing the need to focus on user-requested features. This decision reflects the complexities of integrating platforms and balancing infrastructure improvements with user experience.
Integration challenges are no small feat. What implications does this pause have for Tumblr's future?
The pause raises questions about Tumblr's role in the Fediverse and its long-term strategy. While the migration could have enhanced Tumblr's integration with the open web, the focus now shifts to addressing immediate user needs and improving the platform's core functionalities.
Balancing infrastructure and user needs is always a juggling act. Next, Figma's IPO is making headlines with its potential to raise a staggering $1.5 billion.
Figma's financials reveal a robust performance with a 48% revenue increase in 2024 and continued growth into 2025. The IPO could match or exceed CoreWeave's, making it one of the largest tech IPOs this year, thanks to Figma's impressive margins and market positioning.
Figma's growth trajectory is impressive. What does this mean for the design collaboration market?
Figma's IPO could reshape the competitive landscape, potentially attracting more investment into design software startups. Its strong financial health and market demand position it as a leader, setting benchmarks for future entrants.
Figma's success story is certainly one to watch. Shifting gears, Congress has approved a NASA moon plan that faces opposition from some high-profile figures.
The U.S. Senate's approval of a $10 billion addition to NASA's Artemis program marks a significant step in space exploration. However, critics like Elon Musk and Jared Isaacman have opposed the plan, advocating for alternative technologies over traditional aerospace giants.
The space industry is no stranger to controversy. How might this decision impact future space endeavors?
The approval strengthens NASA's traditional partnerships, but it also highlights the ongoing debate between established aerospace firms and new space companies like SpaceX. This tension could influence future policy and funding decisions in the space sector.
Space exploration continues to be a hotbed of innovation and debate. Up next, xAI's substantial $10 billion funding round is making waves in the AI community.
xAI, led by Elon Musk, secured $10 billion through a mix of debt and equity. This funding supports its ambitious AI projects, including the Grok platform and a massive data center, positioning xAI as a formidable player in the AI landscape.
That's a massive capital injection. What does this mean for xAI's future projects and the broader AI industry?
The funding enhances xAI's capacity to develop cutting-edge AI solutions, potentially accelerating advancements in AI technology. It also underscores the growing investor confidence in AI's transformative potential, likely spurring further investments in the sector.
AI's growth trajectory is indeed exciting. Now let's explore Cloudflare's new policy on AI crawlers, a move that's stirring discussions on web privacy.
Cloudflare's decision to block AI crawlers by default aims to protect content creators from unauthorized use. The introduction of a pay-per-crawl fee allows publishers to monetize AI access, balancing content protection with AI development needs.
Web privacy is a delicate balance. How might this policy affect AI companies and content creators?
AI companies may face increased costs and barriers to accessing web content, potentially slowing AI development. For content creators, this policy offers a new revenue stream while safeguarding intellectual property, highlighting the need for ethical AI practices.
The intersection of AI and privacy is a critical conversation. Next, the Newhouse family's significant stake sale in Warner Bros. Discovery is making headlines.
The Newhouse family sold half its stake in Warner Bros. Discovery for $1.1 billion, reducing its holding to below 4%. This move follows stagnation in WBD's stock, driven by challenges in adapting to streaming and cord-cutting trends.
Media companies face constant evolution. What does this sale indicate for WBD's future?
The sale reflects investor concerns over WBD's strategic direction amidst industry shifts. The company's recent restructuring aims to address these challenges, but its ability to compete with streaming giants remains a key question for its future.
Media dynamics are always shifting. Our next story involves a recruitment controversy between Meta and OpenAI, with Sam Altman expressing strong opinions.
Sam Altman criticized Meta's recruitment tactics, calling them distasteful after Meta recruited several OpenAI researchers. Altman emphasized OpenAI's commitment to AI development, contrasting it with Meta's strategic priorities.
Recruitment battles are fierce in AI. How does this impact the competitive landscape between these tech giants?
The recruitment tensions highlight the intense competition for AI talent, which could influence compensation structures and strategic priorities. This rivalry underscores the high stakes in AI development and the need for companies to attract and retain top talent.
Talent retention is key in tech. Moving on, Amazon's warehouse automation is making headlines with its robot-human workforce balance.
Amazon now employs over 1 million robots, nearly matching its human workforce in warehouses. This automation boosts productivity, with robots handling 75% of deliveries, but it also reduces the average number of human workers per facility.
Automation's impact on jobs is always a hot topic. What does this mean for Amazon's operations and workforce?
While automation enhances efficiency and reduces operational costs, it raises concerns about job displacement. Amazon's strategy reflects the broader trend of integrating AI and robotics in logistics, reshaping the future of work in the industry.
The future of work is evolving rapidly. Now let's discuss Wall Street's off-ramp proposal for data center investors amid market pressures.
Goldman Sachs suggests capital recycling for data center investors, allowing them to sell stakes once assets are stabilized. This strategy addresses liquidity needs and supports ongoing data center development, crucial for powering AI advancements.
Data centers are the backbone of tech infrastructure. How might this proposal affect the industry?
The proposal could provide investors with greater financial flexibility and encourage continued investment in AI data centers. It highlights the need for innovative financial strategies to support the growing demand for data processing capabilities.
Innovative financing is essential for tech growth. Finally, we explore the Chicago Sky's partnership with Moonshot to combat online abuse.
The WNBA's Chicago Sky teamed up with Moonshot, a counterterrorism startup, to address online abuse following a high-profile incident. This partnership aims to enhance digital safety for players, reflecting the sports industry's growing focus on social media challenges.
Online safety is crucial in today's digital age. What broader implications does this partnership have for sports leagues?
This collaboration highlights the increasing need for sports organizations to proactively manage digital threats. It sets a precedent for leveraging technology to protect athletes and maintain a positive online environment, addressing the complexities of digital engagement.